Good morning. Here is wishing you the best of health and circumstances this fine day. Last night we attended the festive Bon Dance at Mililani Honganji, crowded as usual, and we enjoyed one of their delicious plate dinners. Mary and I served 7 enjoyable years at that temple and still remember the members with nostalgia. Well, while living in Kyoto some years ago, we had heard about the house of Kawai Kanjiro, the potter. Some of you may have heard of him, for Kawai Kanjiro was the famous ceramist noted for his innovative and natural style of creations. He died in 1966 at the age of 76 years. But while he was alive, his personality, just as much as his ceramic creations, attracted many people. He was described as being humble and compassionate, and yet at the same time, bold in his creations, and quote, abounding with the freshness of a child, unquote. Besides ceramics, he also experimented with other forms of art and was an excellent wood carver and a poet as well. Religion-wise, he was familiar with Zen teachings, but was not affiliated with any temple. What made me realize that Kawai Kanjiro was a religious person was that, as talented as he was, he acknowledged that he alone was not responsible for his creations. In a little booklet written about him by Yoshiko Uchida, who studied with him, it said that the important thing for him was, quote, to know that there is a force bigger than himself, that he and this force are one, and that through the force he was able to work and create things of beauty in this world, unquote. To me, this is a description of the workings of Amida Buddha within us. To paraphrase the scriptures, it may be said that through the vow of the other power, we are in oneness with Amida Buddha, who is spiritually working with us and through us. Kawai Kanjiro called this force this unknown self and said that this self, quote, is revealed through the work of the hands and the body, and is that unconscious element in every person that prods him on to new achievements, unquote. Kawai Kanjiro added, quote, it is ultimately faith that lies at the bottom of all my work. We do not work alone. We are never working alone, unquote. And in one of his poems, he asked, who is moving this hand of mine? Although we are talking about his life as an artist, I believe the ideas are the same as in religion. Those who believe in and rely on the other power, their life is maximized. But more basically, one is able to accept oneself as he or she is, regardless of the outcome of his performance. That is, we can begin to accept things as they are, そのまま。川合勘次郎 came to the realization that a greater force was working through his creations of ceramics and wood carving. It should be noted that Kawai Kanjiro did not practice religious austerities in the formal sense. But for him, his profession was his day-to-day life through which he gained awareness of spiritual truths and became aware of their oneness with the other power. That is, in accordance with Jodo Shinshu teachings, which prescribe not the way of the sages or holy men who live in a monastery, but the way of the common people who have a family to look after and have a living to earn. So like Kawai Kanjiro, let us makasu or entrust ourselves to a greater power and allow it to live within our lives. And let us find the reality of the love and compassion of Amida in our daily life's experiences. Kawai Kanjiro marveled in the knowledge of a force greater than himself and said, "We do not work alone." For Shinran Shonin, on the other hand, Seishu Fusha, or being grasped never to be abandoned by Amida Buddha, means that one is settled in the stage of non-retrogression. In this stage, one is assured of never reverting to the stage of aimless wandering, but is destined for birth in the Pure Land. Shinran explained that this idea is synonymous with a setting of the diamond-like Shinjin. He said it was a stage equal to the Supreme Enlightenment. In other words, Shinran gave top priority in importance to understanding Seishu Fusha, being grasped never to be abandoned. However, he said that establishing oneness with Amida Buddha cannot be achieved by one's self-effort, but can only be achieved by relying totally on the other power. Shinran emphasized that entrusting is the only way to receive Shinjin, while self-effort only gets in the way. So we too must make the reality of our oneness with Amida Buddha come alive in our lives. If we have burdens too heavy to carry, pass them over to Amida, whether it deals with study, work, or play. Let us remember that the compassion of the other power is flowing through us to strengthen us and to enliven us and to make it possible for us to be more loving and caring. Please put your hands together in gassho and repeat after me. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you for listening.